cattle futures softened further on Friday. China and Indonesia, countries previously not thought of as key destinations, were part of what boosted recent U.S. beef exports to record levels. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of September. Seasonal pressure and the scare from a fire closing the JBS plant in Nebraska weighed on cattle markets last week. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mixed at the weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current, with weakness picking up as the week progressed. Week to week on Friday, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.36 lower, from 17 cents lower toward the back to $3.02 lower, except for 62 cents higher in spot set. On Friday, they were an average of 89 cents lower, from 57 cents lower at the back to $1.20 lower. Corn futures closed an average of 6.7 cents higher through new crop contracts week to week on Friday, amid volatile trade tied to yield wonderments and continued port disruptions stemming from Hurricane Ida. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, provides some perspective on recently declining cattle futures in his weekly market comments. He points out the September feeder cattle contract increased $27 over the course of 3 months, from $150 to its peak last month of $167. It and other contracts moved lower the last 4 weeks, with SEP trading in the range of $155 to $156. Rather than focus on recent weakness, Griffith suggests an appropriate question is why feeder cattle were on such a tear before. The answer that seems to make the most sense at this time is the expectation of cattle availability, he says, explaining, there's no doubt cow culling has taken place in drought-stricken areas, which has lowered the expectation of available cattle to place on feed in the coming months. Placements of cattle in feedlots since May have been below year-ago levels. From May through July, they're down 7.4% compared to the previous year, while placements the first 7 months of this year were up 3.6%. Longer term, he points out expectations for a smaller calf crop moving into next year. This means cattle feeders will be competing for animals, Griffith says, with the deciding factor likely associated with feed grain prices and beef packer labor constraints. In the September livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, USDA's Economic Research Service increased price projections for feeder steers basis 750 to 800 pounds at Oklahoma City. ERS sees the 2022 annual average feeder steer price at $155 a hundredweight, which would be $9.12 more than this year's estimate and $19.55 more than the 2020 average. Prices are projected at $154 in the third quarter and at $155 in the fourth quarter for an annual average this year of $145.88. Prices are forecast at $153 in the first quarter next year and at $151 in the second. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade and prices continued to wobble along last week. Prices were steady to unevenly steady in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, with live prices at $124 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, at $123 to $124 in Kansas, and at $125 in Nebraska. Live prices in the Western Corn Belt were $1 to $3 lower at $123 to $124. Dress trade was unevenly steady at $200. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct-fed steer price average was 83 cents lower on a live basis at $123.90 a hundredweight. The average steer price on the beef was $2.14 lower at $200.81. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week was 83,000 head more than the previous week at 660,000. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 23.7 million head was 843,000 head more, or 3.7% more than the same time last year. Total year-to-date beef production of 19.57 billion pounds was 643.3 million pounds more, or 3.4% more than the same period last year. Live cattle futures sagged an average of 78 cents lower Friday amid outside market weakness and week-end positioning. Week to week, they are an average of 49 cents lower, from 5 cents to $1.07 lower. ERS projects the 2022 annual average 5-area direct fed steer price at $128.25 a hundredweight, which would be $6.07 more than this year's projection and $19.74 more than 2020. Prices are projected at $124 in the third quarter and $131 in the fourth quarter for an annual average this year of $122.18. Prices are forecast at $133 in the first quarter next year and at $128 in the second. Wholesale beef prices continued to decline seasonally last week. Choice box beef cutout value is $12.75 lower week to week on Friday at $314.47 a hundredweight. Select was $18.62 lower at $279.75. Griffith points out a major issue facing the packing industry is labor, and he says the government could be contributing to it as they continue to provide strong unemployment wages. This may effectively increase the minimum wage as businesses are forced to increase their starting pay to entice workers. This will likely result in further inflation impacting meat markets. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday as investors seemed content to pick up their chips and ponder recent equity and commodity market weakness amid the continued pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 166 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 40 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 137 points. U.S. beef exports record pace so far this year is even more impressive when you consider growing demand from countries that are just now becoming key markets. As mentioned previously in Cattle Current, U.S. beef exports set another new value record in July, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. July export value climbed 45% from a year ago to $939.1 million, while volume was the third largest of the post-BSE era at 122,743 metric tons, up 14% year over year. Yet, according to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service, shipments were less year-over-year to five of the top seven U.S. customers, albeit representing relatively small reductions. According to ERS, in the September Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook, the rise, in part, reflects the largest U.S. beef exports to China ever recorded, totaling almost 45 million pounds more than the previous year. As well, analysts there say, U.S. beef exports to Indonesia totaled 7.1 million pounds, by far the largest volume the United States has ever exported to that country. ERS projected third quarter U.S. beef export shipments 20 million pounds higher than the previous estimate and 10 million pounds higher for the fourth quarter. The annual forecast for 2021 was revised up 30 million pounds to 3.41 billion pounds. The forecast for 2022 was unchanged from the previous month at 3.27 billion pounds. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.